The story this morning is about babushka, which is a story that helps us to remember what we read in the Bible about three wise and noble travelers who came from a land in the distant east to visit Jesus when he was still a baby. Babushka lived in a snug little cabin all by herself, and she spent her summers tending her garden and her winters mostly shoveling and sweeping snow. But year-round, Babushka liked to make bread. Every day, she made loaves of delicious black bread. She was very content with her life, and she was famous among her neighbors and all the region around for her hospitality. She often invited travelers to come and rest a while with her. Early one morning, cold morning, while Babushka was sweeping snow off of her path, she looked up to see three such travelers standing at her gate. "Good morning," she called out to them. "May I help you?" "Oh, yes, kind mother," they said. "We would be most grateful for some food to eat and a place to rest. We've been traveling far, and our journey is some distance yet ahead of us." And she said, "Well, please come in." And she fed them some of her delicious warm black bread and some nice, hot, nourishing tea. And then, as soon as they had eaten, she spread quilts and blankets on the floor so that they could all lay down and go to sleep. And while those three travelers slept and Babushka mixed up her next batch of bread, she really was wondering about their method of traveling. She thought, well, usually people travel in the daytime and they sleep at night, but these three travelers are doing just the opposite. Seems kind of strange that apparently they traveled all night and now they intend to sleep all day. And she resolved that she would ask them about this when they woke up. And they were happy to answer her question. "We are three kings from a land to the east," they said, "and we are in search of the Christ child. A new star has appeared in the heavens, and we believe it heralds the birth of this child, and that the star will lead and guide all of those who wish to pay homage to this new baby king. And so we travel at night so that we can follow the star. And that's why we rest during the day. And we're bringing gifts of gold and frankincense and myrrh." "Oh," whispered Babushka, "how I wish that I could come and visit the Christ child. I don't have anything nearly that rich or precious to give as a gift, but I could bring some of my delicious black bread. People say that it's the best in the forest." "Well, come with us," said the kings. "We'd be glad to have you join us." "Oh," she said, "I can't possibly leave until I have my house all in order." They said, "Well, we have to go now because the star has risen and this is our chance, but you catch up as soon as you can." And so the three travelers left, and Babushka set to work cleaning her house, cleaning and organizing and polishing and dusting and getting everything in order. And finally, when she thought it was all just right and she was putting on her warm clothes and picking up her satchel with her loaves of bread, she opened the door and was shocked and saddened to see that it was already morning. And so that star was no longer visible, and the tracks of the three kings had been covered up with new snow, so she didn't know which way they went. But she decided, "I'm going to set out anyway, and I'll just keep asking people, and surely someone will have seen these three kings and know which way they have gone." But nobody had. She walked and she asked. She asked and she walked, and nobody had seen these travelers from a distant land. The days turned into weeks, and the weeks turned into months, and she walked and she walked and she walked, getting more tired and more footsore every day. Finally, she met someone who didn't know anything about three kings, hadn't seen any kings, but thought he had heard something about the child that she was looking for. "Oh, yes," he said, "I think maybe that child is one I heard about that was born in a town near here called Bethlehem." Babushka was excited by this news, and she hurried on toward the town. She was eager to complete her quest. So she got to Bethlehem, and the first person she met there was a woman washing clothes out at the well. And she said, "Can you point me in the direction of the one they call the Christ child?" Well, that woman started to laugh. "Oh, if you believe that story, you'll believe anything," she said. But Babushka just kept standing there. And finally the woman said, "Well, the child you're looking for was here. He was born and staying with his parents in the stable at the top of the hill." But they've gone away. They've left. Oh dear, thought Babushka, it seems like I'm too late. But then she said to herself, I'm going to take this bread and I'm going to go to the stable and I'm going to put it in the manger, and the Christ child is going to know that I have been there. And so she did. She laid her gift in the manger, and then she was so tired. She thought, I'm just going to lay down here in the straw between the ox and the donkey, and I'm going to rest. I'm going to rest here tonight, and I'll start my journey home in the morning. So she went to sleep. But before long, Babushka was awakened by a beautiful golden light, and she heard a voice. And the voice said, Arise, Babushka, and greet me. Who are you? She asked in some confusion. Do you not recognize me? I'm the one you've been searching for all this time. Oh, child, said Babushka with great happiness, I have waited and searched so long to find you and to see you. Well then, said Jesus, come walk in my light. Take my hand and we'll go together. And so that's what Babushka did. She reached out and took the hand of the Christ child and walked into his light. And in the morning, others came to the stable and found her body curled there in the straw. But we know that she is walking with Jesus still, surrounded by the light of God's love. We're going to join hands now as we say a prayer. Dear God, as we take the hands of our friends, we also reach out and take your hand. Thankful that you have entered the world. Thankful that you have surrounded us with light. Thankful that you welcome us whether we arrive early or late. May honoring you with our gifts become the great purpose of our lives. Amen.